The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Yep, it's time for a trip to the danger zone. We're going searching for trouble, and then we're going to tell you how to steer clear of it and why you should steer clear of it, because we're talking with David Trainer, president of New Constructs, which rates securities, stocks, funds, ETFs, the whole Megillah, rates securities on the scale of most attractive to most dangerous. David and his crew, they look at securities from the bottom up. So they find things in there that suggest that the numbers you see when you look from the top down might be misleading or at the very least off-putting. What is dangerous? That is stuff where the footnotes show problems and the earnings are misleading, and as a result, everything is priced kind of off kilter. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They also blog about their danger zone picks, so if you want more information about what we discuss here, check that out at newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Jarden Corporation.
Jarden Corporation. It's ticker symbol JAH. What's the problem here?
This is a classic example of when executives get paid for things that don't create shareholder value. Executives will do things that destroy shareholder value.
Jarden, for those who don't know, is your consumer cyclical home furnishings kind of company. Is the problem here entirely what the executives are doing, or is the problem here the business and what the executives are doing?
It's both, right? And so here's what's going on. So executive compensation is based on adjusted EPS. All right, your first problem is that it's based on EPS. And I'll tell you why it's worse when it's adjusted, because it's adjusted to exclude a lot of the executive compensation, the stock-based compensation. If we're running a company, wouldn't we love to all have a company where we could look at our profits excluding how much we pay ourselves? That would be great, right? Because we could be really profitable and pay ourselves a lot, and you know, it would be awesome, right? It's just, it's kind of ridiculous in a lot of ways. And I'm not the first person to say this, but this is an issue. And what we've seen as a result is a lot of value-destroying behavior that also makes EPS look good. And those are acquisitions. Jarden is a string of acquisitions over the last several years that have done nothing but boost accounting income while lowering their returns on invested capital and lowering their economic earnings. For example, they've shown since 2010 about $1 billion in cumulative net income or reported accounting profits, right? While their economic earnings are negative $500 million. Return on invested capital has fallen from double digits to mid single digits. So the business is really going downhill, all the while executives are banking big bucks.
So how ugly is this picture? I mean, management is enriching itself, obviously, but how much is this going to wind up sending shareholders to the poorhouse?
So it's $46 right now. You know, it's funny. Sometimes our discounted cash flow models provide such a level of transparency that it indicates such a difference from where the current stock price is that you just kind of like, well, just how can that be true? Netflix is a good example, and some other stocks like Demandware at first was a good example. And Demandware is one where the stock has really gotten crushed. Netflix is one where it still remains sort of absurdly overvalued. Jarden's problem is that so much of sort of the expectations are revolving around continuing to boost accounting metrics based on acquisitions, that at some point there's going to be a really major reckoning, because when people realize, investors realize, hey, these accounting results are disconnected from the economics, you know, you're going to have just a serious reckoning. So we say if we give them credit for maintaining the existing level of profitability, which you think is unlikely, they still have to grow revenues at 9% compounded annually for at least 10 years for the stock to be worth 50% of what it's worth today. And by the way, the non-acquisition revenue growth is very low, very low. So the idea that they're going to grow organically by 9% just seems unlikely, since organic growth has been, since 2004, on average around 3%, 2%.
So you've got a stock that you believe is really worth about half of where it's trading today. It's currently trading somewhere around $47 a share. By the way, it's down from about $57 a share as its 52-week high. You're thinking it's going to wind up getting into the $23, $24 range. I got to ask, and I know it's the question that you never have a good answer for, but what's the catalyst here?
These guys have been borrowing money and selling new shares at a pretty incredible rate. Since 2010, their share count has increased 129%, or 23% compounded annually. Their debt's up about 50% from $3.5 billion to $5.5 billion. Right? In addition to that, they got another billion in deferred tax liabilities. So the amount of time or room left for them to continue to prop up accounting earnings while the economics of the business are headed into the ground is limited. And I wish I could tell you it was going to happen on this date. And if I could, I'd probably make more money as a fortune teller right now. It's just a money losing habit. But joking about the fortune telling. But, you know, I don't know how long, it depends on how much they want to continue to sort of manipulate accounting rules. But I think investors need to read the writing on the wall or the writing on the New Constructs website that's telling them that this is a ticking time bomb. And if you want to play the game and try to guess when to jump out at the latest possible point and hope that the stock kind of reverses its current trend, be my guest. But I think if you care about risk and you care about making sure you can sleep well at night, you're not putting your family or your portfolio or your money at unnecessary risk, you sell this thing now while you still can and get out at a decent price.
And you are selling Jarden Corporation, ticker symbol JAH. It is in the danger zone, and specifically in danger of being cut in half from its current share price in the $47 range. David, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to doing this again next week.
Me too, Chuck. Thank you. Have a great week.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information, you want to learn about how they do their research and more, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, October 26th edition of Money Life. Up next, the Money Life Market Call. Hillary Kramer from Game Changer Stocks. She'll be in talking stocks when Money Life rolls on right after this message.